Good morning. It's now time for another Castle Country Focus, and joining me in the studios this morning, Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you today, Sheriff?
I've almost done 2 weeks in a row, Mal.
Well, you didn't come last week.
Close.
So that's better than nothing. We have successfully talked in person 2 times in the last month.
I know it. It's crazy.
That's a big deal right there.
See, it starts like that. It starts there.
Deer Next season. Thing you know, you're going to be here every single day.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, man.
That's my hope. So deer season started Saturday.
It sure did. And you know, deer season means so many things. People are getting out into the mountains. They are traveling way further than they have been. And a lot of the times, this is the first time that I know a lot of people have been in the mountains since it started getting cold. And it's going to shock them when they're like, oh my gosh, I wasn't prepared for how cold it was.
You know, the weather's changed. And this year is one of those years that it's kind of a throwback year, I like to call it. There's actually snow in the mountains right now with more coming this week.
Right.
We're going to see some snow piling up. So just be prepared for that. I would, if I were going into the mountains right now with the storm that's here, and with the storm that's coming after this one, I would take tire chains. Just be prepared. And probably don't take your trailer someplace too difficult, just in case it does snow, so you can get it out.
Right, for sure. And that's the thing. If you do get it stuck, we can call search and rescue to say, hey, we're stuck, come and get us. But our camp trailer, our trucks, that stuff's staying.
That stuff stays. We can't take on the liability, nor do we want to compete with our local tow trucks for business. So we can't get involved in that part. But search and rescue has been busy this fall. We've been called out several times for various things. Had a hunter that was, well, they weren't hunters. They were tourists out of the Salt Lake area come down into dugout, and a guy took his little 3-year-old and 2 9-year-olds for a walk at night, got turned around and walked exactly away from his camp. And he found, before we found him, we were tracking him down. He found another camp that helped him out, but he didn't have a cell phone. He didn't have anything, and just literally believed he was walking towards camp and then got so far that he couldn't go back.
Oh my goodness.
So it
That's
happens.
That's terrifying. And when you've got little kids, you're trying to stay calm, but inside you're dying.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a very scary situation. Well, Sheriff, another thing that I wanted to bring up really quick is the fact that Halloween's this weekend.
Halloween is around the corner. We're going to talk a lot about Halloween. The sheriff's office is going to be out like we always are in our rhinos. We ask that you wait for us to come to you. Please don't run to us, because there may be children on both sides of the street, and we'll get to all of them that we see. It's going to be a good time, though, Halloween this year. And I'm curious, are people celebrating Halloween on Friday night, Saturday night, or Sunday night? Halloween's actually on Sunday.
I know. It's a difficult thing. Now, for me, when I was young and going out trick-or-treating, I would take the opportunity to go all 3 nights, because you know there's going to be people going out. Some on Friday, some on Saturday, and some on Sunday. You might as well just capitalize on that. Do it all 3.
I agree with you. I'm going to have, our guys are going to be out Saturday. We think that's the big night.
I think you're correct. Saturday I think night. That Saturday night's going to be the bigger night for trick-or-treating. However, I do think you'll have a couple stragglers on Friday and little less stragglers on Sunday, but I think they're going to be out there.
I do too, but I want to wish everyone a safe and happy Halloween. We've been running Halloween safety tips. You'll hear them all week on the radio station from local law enforcement, and they're good little tips. So just be careful. Make sure your kids are well lit, reflective, safe costumes, and they look both ways when they cross the street. And as the motoring public, I always say this, if you're not watching for them, they're absolutely not watching for you.
No,
you have to
not.
Keep an eye out.
They are definitely not watching for you. And Sheriff, really quick, was at the peer support fundraiser last week, and it was incredible.
Excellent.
I had just missed you. Apparently, you were in jail before I got there. But I was there from about 10 to 12, and the turnout was incredible. And then Dave took over, and it just seemed like it turned out to be such a great event.
Big shout out to the public for supporting that. That is so crucial in our area. And a big shout out to the Price City Police Department for starting that. That was started by TJ Robertson over at Price City. He's a sergeant over there. And it's a great benefit, and it supports all first responders in our area.
Right. And when we say our area, we're meaning all agencies, sheriff's departments and city police officers here in Price. And there was East Carbon and Emery County. It was from all over the place.
Fire and ambulance, right. And all those first responders are part of it. Even the hazmat team, all of them. So it's a great thing. It goes to a good cause. And just want to give a big shout out. Thanks to the public.
Right. Yeah. Thanks so much to the community for supporting that event. Well, Sheriff, 2 weeks that I've interviewed you in the month of October, it's kind of a big deal. We're going to have to try to shoot for maybe three next month.
So I'm going to try very hard to be here again this week, just because I really want to get a good message out for Halloween.
Perfect. Well, we're going to shoot for that. That has been another Castle Country Focus with Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. You can hear this interview in its entirety. Just head on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.